Audio Service, National Radio Club.
Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 2003. This is issue number 216, and I'm your host, Fred Vobey, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. Our address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Telephone number 419-228-6223. If you're on the internet, you can send me email at fredv@nrcdxas.org. And if you live in the United States of America and would like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, the cost of a subscription is $28. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $32, and to Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you get to keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or just log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org/member. And sign up using the PayPal credit card system.
This is the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Only two editions of the Switch this month, starting with reference number 555. By the way, last month we kind of got mixed up on the reference numbers. You didn't miss anything. We just skipped a number accidentally. This is number 555. Three call letter changes on 1200 WLXX in Chicago, Illinois becomes WVIV. On 1260 WWJQ in Zeeland, Michigan changes to WPNW. And on 1290 CFST in Winnipeg, Manitoba goes back to the old call of CFRW. Some new stations have been applied for on 730 in Hoquiam, Washington, on 890 in Winter Springs, Florida, 1090 in Farmington, New Mexico, 1100 Las Vegas, Nevada, and 1590 in Manti, Utah. Some of those stations, by the way, compete with existing applications. Under applications from existing stations, one of interest on 1190 WBIS in Highland Beach, Maryland. Used to be licensed to Annapolis, they have just received a construction permit to move to Highland Beach, and now they have an application to change their city of license again, this time to Garrison, Maryland. And under otherness on 1010 WCST in Berkeley Springs up in the mountains of West Virginia, this on-again, off-again station is now once again back on the air. 1540 WKKM in Harrison, Michigan has returned to the air. And on 1670 KNRO in Redding, California, this new X-band station has been heard testing, may even be on its regular schedule by the time this reaches you. On to reference number 556, just one call change. On 1240 WARF in Jasper, Alabama becomes WTID. Two more stations have been applied for, new stations that is, on 1250 in Ottawa, Quebec, and on 1340 in Taos, New Mexico. One grant of interest on 1450 KZNU in St. George, Utah. They'll be moving to 1440 kilohertz. They'll have 10,000 watts in the daytime, 420 watts at night, directional at night only. And under otherness on 1110, WFCG in Franklinton, Louisiana has returned to the air. 1380 KRCM Beaumont, Texas is back on the air. 1450 WWXL Manchester, Kentucky has returned. 1450 WPAM in Pottsville, Pennsylvania has gone silent. 1530 WTTI Dalton, Georgia, back on the air. 1550 WZRK in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin is back on the air. And 1570 WKBH Holman, Wisconsin also has returned to the air. And that's it. Short and sweet this month. We'll see you in April with more stuff from the broadcast band. Now let's head to someplace where we will personally be in just a couple days, the state of Florida. Here's John Bowker.
National Radio Club.
Record the IDs of your local radio stations, or while you're on the road, record the strong signals of AM stations in towns you may visit. Put them on a tape and send them to John Bowker, 1811 Fort Duquesne Drive, Sun City Center, Florida, 33573. Remember to start recording a minute before and after each top of the hour ID, and make sure you have the legal ID in the recording.
National Radio Club.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry, and hello, everyone. And will you look where we are today on the travelog? We've reached our first regional channel in about, what, 2 years? That means we got to get right into the mix of stations if we're going to do any of them any justice at all. They all broadcast at 790 on the dial today, but we won't cut any corners. In fact, we're going to be so thorough that we're going to let you hear some nostalgic sounds right here at the beginning of the program. So nostalgic that this station isn't even on the air anymore at 790 on the dial. You know, I might have skipped it, but of all the stations we have in the collection, this is the one my wife Linda keeps referring back to when she hears me putting on a phony voice as a radio announcer. She's convinced that this announcer you're about to hear was a former English butler and maybe went to a bad radio announcer's school. I don't know. But we'll let you decide as we begin the March 2002 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
This is WRUM 1000 watts of Good Neighbor Power in Rumford, Maine.
He does. He sounds just like a butler. Well, and a few years ago, we were happening through Western Maine, hoping to hear our favorite announcer once again. But we picked up a newer version of the station, little knowing that they would be moving to 780 on the dial shortly thereafter.
Is EWTN, Global Catholic Radio.
This is EWTN.
WLLBAM, 790 in Rumford, Maine. What a place that is, huh?
Okay, let's move on and actually tune into a station that's still on the air at 790 on the dial. We got to tease you just a little bit still. We're going to go back to the origins of this station in Providence, Rhode Island, when their slogan was, We Entertain a Nation. W-E-A-N, right? Back in the late 1920s. They were running 10 watts, and there weren't that many stations on the air, so maybe they did get out a little better than we might expect them to today.
This is Happy Day Radio, W-E-A-N in Providence.
Here's the place we say.
Okay, in 1986, they were sold and signed back on, of course, under new management with new call letters.
The news is next on AM 790 Waves, WWAZ, Providence.
A foreign ministry spokesman says hundreds of thousands of people are on strike and demonstrating in Baku, the capital of the Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan.
Now, those call letters remained in place until 1990, when they took over the old call letters that have probably appeared at more places on the Providence dial than any other. See if you agree with me.
WLKW Providence, 790 AM stereo.
Good morning, I'm Richard Davies.
It's my first tornado. Hope it's my last.
A tornado survivor in Jarrell, Texas, after a deadly twister hit the small town.
You may remember those call letters first appeared at 990 on the dial in Providence. And now the letter L of WLKW stood for the Roman numeral 50. And the KW, of course, indicated its power level at 990. And I got to tell you, I traveled all over that part of the country during those days. And of all the 50-kilowatt stations I've listened to in my life, that station just had to have the absolutely worst coverage I've ever encountered. They must have been sending all their energy out over the Atlantic Ocean, I have to assume. But today it runs 5,000 watts at 790 and seems to get out just fine. So that brings us up to the summer of 2000, when we spent a relaxing month on Cape Cod. And at 790, listeners in the Ocean State now hear this.
Sox Radio Network.
This is your radio home of the New England Patriots. Sports Radio 790, The Score, WSKO Providence, a Citadel broadcasting station.
Mike Logan and Don Orsillo back at Duntire Park in Buffalo as the pitch is in there for strike one to the catcher, Chris Turner.
Okay, we're going to sprint across the Hudson River now and head to the northern reaches of New York State to a 1-kilowatt station located about 20 miles south of the Ontario border. This station signed on about 7 months before Pearl Harbor was attacked back in 1941.
Season, we've got the sports with a one-on-one sports network 7 days a week from 790 WTNY Watertown.
CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch.
You know, I recall listening to that station as a teenager back on my RCA bedroom radio, and back there it was WWNY in those days. Now, we all complain about the lack of local origination these days, but in southwestern New York State, there's a small town with a 1,000-watt daytimer. Well, okay, at night they're permitted to stay on with 41 watts, so I imagine they get out a few miles at night. But if you go to the website for Wellsville, New York, you'll see that the Chamber of Commerce there has thrown all kinds of praise toward WLSV. They were broadcasting live from the launch site of their 27th annual hot air balloon show last year, and then WLSV took part in the trout fishing competition they run each year. and it was a resounding success. And so, you know, WLSV deserves a lot of praise, and I think that's what AM radio is all about.
Your home for real country is WLSV, Wellsville.
First ever direct election of a prime minister is expected to top 80%.
Wouldn't you know the one time we went flying through Wellsville with the recorders going, they would mess up like that. Oh, well, it happens in the... I don't know where they get two networks coming in at the same time, but nice going anyway, WLSV, for everything you do in the community. We're all very proud of you. Now, next is a station whose transmitting towers have to be kept away from the local airport, and of course that's not so uncommon. But in this case, the radio station actually promotes that airport. It's the Allentown Easton Bethlehem Airport in Pennsylvania. You got it? AEB.
This is Phil Gregory, WAEB, Allentown.
Joe McClain!
That's all we have from them. Well, anyway, they promote the airport. That's very nice. Okay, we're going to venture next into Jerry Starr's home territory, right on the state line near Youngstown, Ohio. The town of Sharon, Pennsylvania, is home to WPIC.
Good afternoon. You're listening to WPIC Sharon Hermitage. We're a regional group station. The 5 o'clock report is next. It's 5 o'clock. From ABC News, I'm John Deck.
Now, they build themselves as a general-purpose radio station, and I see that Sharon, Pennsylvania, is attempting to start a vocal groups hall of fame. They have other halls of fame in Ohio. Why not vocal groups? And if so, maybe that's going to be a natural for WPIC to work with. We'll see. Well, anyway, it's time to move down I-81 to hear some Shenandoah Valley Gold, SVG.
Because lions ain't the kind you love enough.
96.9 FM WSIG Mount Jackson, 790 AM WSVG Mount Jackson. Time for CNN World News.
Okay, now that station used to be WSIG until the early 1990s. Had a country format, and then switched to oldies in 1992. And today it's following a religious format. Well, if we go out to the Virginia coast for an old-timer, you have to remember that in Norfolk, Virginia, the station at 790 for years and years and years, decades, had the appropriate call sign, WTAR, TAR for, you know, sailors. And, of course, Norfolk is a huge Navy base. That being a great set of call letters, of course, it meant that they had to go and change it, and they switched to a news and information service on their 790 transmitter. So to highlight that, they changed their call letters. Listen.
Hampton Roads News and Information Station is News Radio 790, WNIS, Norfolk.
Good evening at 6 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Sam Litzinger.
All right, well, we're going to break into the southern states now and go to Thomasville, North Carolina. It's located in the Golden Triangle, about halfway from Winston-Salem to High Point over in the middle part of the state.
God bless you, and I love you. God bless you now.
All right, now, my head.
WTNC, Thomasville. It is now time for the Moment of Nurturing broadcast.
We're going to be approaching an interesting small town in South Carolina next, Bamberg. Now, years ago, we passed through Bamberg and recorded this very brief ID.
WWBT, Bamberg, South Carolina, AM 790.
Okay. And then in 1998, Linda caught this station break while I was outside in the back of the car trying to record another station over in Orangeburg a few miles distant.
God bless. This is the Holy Writ, AM 790, Bamberg, Denmark, South Carolina. And this is Venus. It's always a blessing to be here at WRIT, always. And that's Trouble in My Way by Mr. Luther Bonds. Send it out to all our listeners out there, trusting that they're drinking plenty of fluids out there and staying out of that heat. God bless.
You heard the static. You can imagine what I got from Orangeburg. I got nothing. I got trash. And here's the funny part. If you do a search on the internet for WRIT, the only listings are for its prior life up in Milwaukee. And on the Bamberg website, there is simply no mention of WRIT today. So we're going to move one state to the west and find a totally different situation in the capital city of the Peach State.
Original hits of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. We are 790 WQXI, Atlanta. NBC Radio News, I'm Kurt Henschen.
Now, since that recording was made, WQXI, Quixie, has changed to The Zone, Atlanta's exclusive sports station. And they cover a nice part of the region of central Georgia. But they don't cover all of Georgia. In fact, travelers on Interstate 95 can listen to 790 over the entire 100-mile stretch in Georgia, right up to Savannah, from a signal that starts out in Brunswick. Okay, that recording was made in 1989 on one of our first trips to Florida from our former home in New Jersey. And then in 1996...
Ain't that tough enough? It is tough enough. That girl was so fine, even Santa Claus was sucking in his gut. Good morning, it's WPIQ and WYNR, Brunswick, St. Simon's Island. This is MJ Superstar.
I'm so happy because, nothing to say because it's Christmas time.
And today, listeners in Brunswick, tuned to 790, hear something like this.
Thanks for making us the station you listen to the most. The Fan. Sports Radio 790, WSFN, Brunswick.
CNN Radio News. I'm Bob Wicken. The large maintenance man who confessed to killing four women at Yosemite National Park says that he couldn't help it.
Oh, boy, you couldn't help the digital breakup on that net either, could you? And by the way, it's really handy that WSFN runs the Sports Fan. That's what SFN stands for, of course. Because they are simulcast by another Georgia station called WFNS. Which is an equally good set of call letters for a sports station, wouldn't you say? Well, as we approach the Florida border on Interstate 75, we stretch just a little to pick up this 1,000-watt Georgia daytimer.
Or at Eastside Baptist Church in Cairo. Get your tickets today.
Since 1949, South of Gospel 790, WGRA Cairo.
USA Radio Network News, this is Kim Taylor. Fresh economic reports indicate the economy is slowing.
Well, that's going to do it for this month on the Travelog. We'll pick up next time and tell you some more stories about 790 stations that we tune into on our travels. And now let's all tune in to Bruce Conti up in Nashua.
Hello, DXers. I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the DX Digest with an X-Band update.
Hello? Is anyone here?
This way, Miss Pride.
Who? What are you?
Don't be startled. My mind is projecting an image of myself for you to follow. I am Professor Charles Xavier, also known as Professor X. I and those who have joined me are known as the X-Men.
The X-Men? But I thought the X-Men were...
Mutants? Yes?
It was 1994 when the FCC issued its first list of AM expanded band allotments. While petitions to the FCC were being addressed, WJDM Elizabeth, New Jersey became the first to go on the air in the X-band in 1995 on 1660 kilohertz. Since then, results have been mixed. Many stations went on the air with the intention of better serving their communities, only to later resort to 24-hour network programming to survive. The latest casualty, 1640 WKSH, Sussex, Wisconsin, a local volunteer-based Christian broadcaster that has now become Milwaukee's new home of Radio Disney. Still, other stations are holding their own. 1630 KCJJ, Iowa, has found moderate success, providing a mix of local news, talk, and music programming. And 1640 KDIA, Vallejo, California is making a go at serving Christians in the Bay Area with a mix of local and national ministry programs. One thing's for sure, the X-Band has been a gold mine for DXers, placing hard-to-hear states like New Jersey, Alabama, Kansas, and Wyoming in the logbook for the first time for many. The X-Band has remained relatively uncrowded, still offering potential for some great DX catches. Here's a rundown of the X-Band today, beginning with 1610 kilohertz.
Avec la meilleure musique latino-américaine, faites-vous un excellent démarrage de votre après-midi. Zita de la Tuna.
There's only one radio station on the air in the U.S. and Canada at 1610. It's CJWI, Montreal, IDing as CPAM, with a mix of Spanish and French tropical music. The only station assigned to 1610 in the U.S., KALT, Atlanta, Texas, is dark. This leaves the frequency open for the Caribbean Beacon out of Anguilla in the Caribbean, broadcasting Dr. Gene Scott's ministry, parallel 690 AM and 6090 shortwave. There's also a low-power university station out of Mexico on 1610, XEUACH. Of course, 1610, as well as much of the X-Band, is home to numerous highway advisory radio traveler information stations, but this update will only cover regular broadcast stations. Moving on to 1620. You're listening to one of the Z Twins out of Renton, Washington, just outside Seattle, KYIZ on 1620. One of the big signals on 1620, heard worldwide, WPHG, Atmore, Alabama, We Proclaim His Glory, broadcasting gospel round the world, is now silent off the air, with future plans to move to Florida in the panhandle just across the border from Alabama. So while that chant to receive Alabama seems to have faded away, there's still plenty more to be heard on 1620, where you'll find KSMH, Auburn, California, with ETWN, Catholic Programs, KBLI, Blackfoot, Idaho, broadcasting Mexican music, WDND, South Bend, Indiana, with ESPN Sports, KOZN, The Zone, out of Bellevue, Nebraska, also with ESPN Sports. One of the big signals being heard by most DXers, WTAW, College Station, Texas, News, Talk, and Sports. And out of the Caribbean, WDHP, Frederickstead, U.S. Virgin Islands, broadcasting from St. Croix, and parallel WRRA, 1290 AM, calling themselves The Reef, with tropical soca music and local talk programs. And of course, you'll find the Z Twins, KYIZ, Renton, Washington. Let's see if we can catch a top of the hour ID.
Welcome to Y2Z, the new Z Twins. KRIZ, Renton, Seattle.
And KYIZ, Renton, Seattle.
How you doing? My name is Johnny Jordan. I'd like to welcome you to this, the Seattle Medium Newspaper Group's Rhythm and News Hour. I'll be providing the rhythm, and your host, Cunningham Run, publisher and editor of the Seattle Medium, and her co-host, Chris B. Bennett, associate publisher, will be providing the news live from McGowan's Restaurant and Lounge at 317 Main Avenue in downtown Renton. We're going to join them and their guests with this edition of Rhythm and News right here on the Z, 1420 KRIZ and 1620 KYIZ.
KYIZ, Renton, Washington, with a mix of urban contemporary oldies and public affairs programming. Now let's move on to 1630 kilohertz.
The Iowa City Police Department says Officer Wells will follow the procedure. I'm Abby Flores, keeping here at 1630 KPJJ.
DXing 1630 kilohertz. There are three signals being received here in New Hampshire. That was KCJJ, the dominant signal from Iowa City, Iowa, with Iowa's News First. Also in there with the music is KKWY, Fox Farm, Wyoming, with Classic Country. And the talk in there was from WTEL, Augusta, Georgia, News Talk Sports 1620, relaying WRDW. Another station station in there would be KNAX, Fort Worth, Texas, with Spanish religious programming. And there's one more on 1630 from Mexico, XEUT Mexicali. Now on to 1640.
Thanks for joining us here this week on Keys to Successful Living. I'm Glenn Selby, inviting you to tune in again on Monday as we continue this two-part series, Longing for His Appearing, with insight into practical ways we can express our desire for Christ's return. Have a great weekend.
You've been frantically searching for a station that's safe for the whole family.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
This is 1640 KDIA, Vallejo, San Francisco.
Also on 1640, you might find KPBC, Lake Oswego, Oregon, with religion and gospel music. KBJA, Sandy, Utah, with Spanish Radio Unico programming. And WKSH, Sussex, Wisconsin, now carrying Radio Disney. That's it. Only four stations on 1640. Let's move on to 1650 kilohertz.
On the station is your music, your way.
Radio Disney.
Here it is. Your music, your way. Radio Disney's back. AM 1650, WHKT, Portsmouth.
That's WHKT, Portsmouth, Virginia, 1650 kilohertz, Radio Disney. Also on the frequency, KWHN, Fort Smith, Arkansas, relaying KYHN 1320, News Talk. KFOX, Torrance, California, with Korean programming. KBJD, Denver, Colorado. KDNZ, Cedar Falls, Iowa.
Les habla Tony Tejada. Me mudé para Radio Única porque es internacional, así como a mí me gusta. Escúcheme este sábado a partir de las 7:30 AM y el sábado 23 a las 11 de la mañana. Música de ayer, hoy y de todos los tiempos.
This is 1660 kilohertz, home of the original X-Bander, WJDM, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Now, of course, it's WWRU, and according to the NRC AM radio log, the city of license is Jersey City, New Jersey. However, as you'll hear at the top of the hour, they still identify as Elizabeth. Take a listen.
Esta es Radio Única, la única cadena en español que cubre la nación de costa a costa y de frontera a frontera. Cadena Radio Única, más tuya que nunca.
Radio Única.
WWRU, Elizabeth.
Radio Única, 1660 AM, cubriendo toda el área metropolitana de Nueva York.
En Radio Única, la única cadena en español que cubre la nación de costa a costa, son las 7 de la noche, tiempo del este, 6 centro, 5 montaña, 4 pacífico.
Noticias, cadena Radio Única. En Rhode Island, las autoridades investigan quién dice la verdad.
Also on 1660 kilohertz, KTIQ, The Ticket, Merced, California, with Sporting News Radio. WCNZ, Marco Island, Florida, with Nostalgia. KXTR, Kansas City, Kansas, a great opportunity to log this state with classical music. WQSN, Kalamazoo, Michigan, with ESPN and Fox Sports Radio. We also have on 1660 KQWB, West Fargo, North Dakota, with CNN and Nostalgia. KRZX, Waco, Texas, with News Talk and Sports. KXOL, Brigham City, Utah, with Nostalgia. And WGIT, Canovanas, Puerto Rico, in Spanish. Next on the dial, 1670 kilohertz, where I'm right now receiving two out of three stations on this frequency.
But he probably used to hit the right way.
The gospel music is from WRNC, Warner Robins, Georgia, simulcasting with WLCG, 1280 AM and 102.5 FM, The Light. Also in there with talk is WTDY, Madison, Wisconsin. The third station on the frequency, KNRO, Redding, California. And that's it for 1670. Next up, 1680.
ఓకే ఓకే నేను ఇప్పుడు అర్జెంట్ గా మీకు ఈ పాట వినిపించకపోతే
నా మనసు కొట్టేసుకుంటూ ఉంటుందండి. ఎంతమంది అడిగారో తెలుసా ఇవాళ, కానీ వాళ్ళు మీ కథకు నాకు పాట ప్లే చేస్తారు కదా అని.
AM 1680 WTTM Princeton, a multicultural radio broadcasting station.
See, she's like in love with it, like me. And she said, Vani Garu, can you play this song? I don't know if you know it, from the film Khadgam. And it was like, no way, no way.
On 1680 WTTM, Princeton, New Jersey, with a mix of Asian and Korean programming. You'll also find on the frequency KAVT, Fresno, California, with Disney. WTIR, Winter Garden, Florida, with tourist information. KRJO, Monroe, Louisiana, Rejoice Radio. WJNZ, Adam, Michigan, with urban contemporary rap music. And that's it for 1680.
You're listening to News Talk 1690 AM, WPTX, Lexington Park, Maryland.
Reporters, hello and welcome everyone. I'm Rudy Bakhtiar and this is Headline News Tonight.
WPTX Lexington Park, Maryland, carrying CNN Headline News, one of only three stations at 1690 on the dial. Your other two stations, KSXX, Roseville, California, in Spanish, and KDDZ, Arvada, Colorado, with Disney.
Biggest star to the hospital.
Last but not least, 1700 kilohertz, the top of the dial.
WEUP,
WEUP,
and WHIY, Motion.
WEUV Huntsville, Alabama, relaying WEUP 1600 and WHIY 1190. Also on the frequency, WJCC Miami Springs, Florida, with Voz Cristiana, Spanish religious programming. KBGG Des Moines, Iowa, News Talk with CNN. And Texas has two stations on the frequency, KQXX Brownsville, Texas, and KTBK, Sherman, Texas. And that's it, a review of the X-Band as it stands right now. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73 and good DX.
Mark Dernberger here on the Kaibab Plateau, amidst a forest of towering 100 and 120 foot ponderosa pine. We are at Jacob Lake, Arizona, just north of the north entrance to the north rim of the Grand Canyon. Closed this time of year. It's mid-April as we take up our vantage point here among the pines to see what we can find on the radio. And from where we're located, northern Arizona, I suppose we'll pull in all the usual suspects and maybe a few surprises too. Let's do this from the top end down, shall we? With 1560, our first target tonight.
It's almost as if someone is strange.
And we have a Kiwa and, Air Corps loop here, as well as a Sony 2010 receiver feeding a mini disc digital recorder. For our reference information, we use the nighttime pattern book on 1560 tonight. We're hearing Bakersfield, California, in the noise, but there to be sure.
The one thing that you do have control over is your body.
Let's go to 1540 and see what luck we have here. We have to retune the loop. And I know this isn't the fair way to do it. We're not hearing IDs tonight because we don't have time to sit out here and do 45 station IDs. It's cold. It's mid-April here, and the north rim of the Grand Canyon isn't even open yet. We're still in the off season. So 1540 a Bohemian clear. We are copying Villa de Ceres, Sonora, Mexico. There's also a station in Phoenix on 1540, just south of us. I'm going to point the loop in a southerly direction, see what happens. Yeah, not much there with their 100 watts or so. 1530. And we'll rotate this to try to get rid of the Spanish and find Sacramento, which is right there on that azimuth. But we're far enough away from Sacramento and off to the side of the null toward Ohio that this is about as good as we're going to get. All right, well, we're there. 1520 should do pretty well here. We're in the major lobe of KOMA. Duh. Signal, boys and girls. ...1510 from up here on the Kaibab Plateau. Should be, I think, Phoenix. Let's aim this south and see what happens. KFNN.
...type product, which they say if you got stomach problems, don't eat spicy food.
Well, that's medicine.
It works the other way.
Okay, 1500, Minneapolis, of course. I shouldn't say of course, but... It has never failed us yet, has it? Out here in the West or anywhere else in the country, practically west of the Mississippi. Let's get this antenna pointed towards St. Paul.
Coming out of Seoul is not making it clear whether there has been any casualties on the plane and on the ground. The majority of the passengers are believed to be South Koreans returning from...
All right, let's jump to 1210 now. Diamond, Oklahoma.
And now, back to the horse show with Rick Land.
Sherry Hill is the most prolific author, I think, in the horse industry. More than 1,000 articles and 23 books to her credit on horse training and care. She has been a regular contributor.
Diamond
to
has a very weird pattern.
A large influence on
as an engineer, I
understanding
look at the NRC Night Pattern book,
back on the show. We're
and I can't figure out how they can possibly create the kind of pattern that's in the book, but that's what's designed. And indeed, there's a pretty good signal here in northern Arizona on 1210. Let's go to 1200.
Christ died for him. He's just a baby in Christ.
Is WOAI doing preacher tapes?
And what a gracious Savior Christ is. That's all he knows. He reveals in those two facts.
Let's try 1190 on this Sunday night from the Kaibab Plateau.
When I went home, and I'm not even barely making it. I am so in.
Now, there's a strong signal.
Thinking, okay. You need this car.
And we are pointed north, south.
And that's a bad thing. You see them come through and they approve you. And I said, I haven't enjoyed this car since I got it in August. I'm 4,000 upside down.
Brand new car?
It's a 2000. Mm-hmm. It was a used one. I'm gonna have
Let's try 1180. Well, Kalispell's in there, as is Williams, Arizona. Well, that certainly doesn't tell us much, does it? 1170, Tulsa.
What it is.
We always pick the easy ones, don't we?
AM 1170, KVOO. All right, boys.
That one's lighting all the LEDs.
And welcome back to Still Swiggin'. I'm John Woolley here with Mr. Billy Parker.
1160 is up the road a couple of hundred miles. Let me turn the antenna towards Salt Lake City. And tune the loop.
Get it? Yes, sir. Absolutely. Tiger Woods with a birdie.
All right, KSL. 1140. Well, the strongest signal in here at this time of night would be North Las Vegas, Nevada, but I believe they are a news or sports talk station, so I don't know what we have on 1140. Let's try 1120. 1120. We're going to hear a mix of Roy, Utah, and St. Louis. And I can favor one or the other. depending on where the loop is placed. But notice how quiet the band itself is tonight. And I think part of that has to do with where we're located here in the pine trees at Jacob Lake, Arizona, on a chilly, windy April night, 2002. 11:10.
That may have the means of delivering them to the United States.
Now, here...
Is that propaganda?
KFAB is in there.
It's Drudge on Sunday night.
But so are a couple of other stations.
News Radio, 11:10, KFAB.
29, we have 67.
All right. In addition to Omaha, I think we're hearing Pasadena, California coming in tonight. And that's right along the axis of the loop as it's currently pointed.
Introducing Dermarest psoriasis skin and scalp treatment with doctor recommended salicylic acid.
Let's go down to 1100.
Imagine.
There should be some Grand Junction in there because we're on the south-facing lobe of that 10-kilowatt nighttime signal. We may also be doing Cave Creek, Arizona, because we're not that far from Phoenix. Let's see what we can get here for an ID.
A teraz nasz felieton redakcyjny pod tytułem Cieplej. Czyta Cezary Orłowski.
Od pewnego czasu słyszymy o katastrofalnych skutkach efektu cieplarnianego wywołanego wzrostem...
Well, now remember it's Sunday night and that could be specialty programming. Let's go to 1090 and see what we can do there. My goodness. There ought to be some Little Rock in there. Nothing jumps out at us, does it? 1080. Well, now we know we can do Dallas.
Larry got here with a mail pouch.
He's inside. Bob Turner shot him in the leg. Then he shot for us.
Inside, you two.
Yeah, they're all right now. Just standing.
Are we listening to the Lone Ranger?
Which way did he go?
I don't know. North. The last I saw him, he was heading for the pass. He only has a 15-minute start.
Here's Hank's gun, Johnny. Guard the prisoners until we get back.
Right.
Come on, Otto.
Well, I don't know who's doing Lone Ranger tonight, but we know here's a station that does a lot of old radio, and that's Los Angeles. Coming in here lighting 11 of the 10 LEDs tonight.
Are hit by the political and economic turmoil there. Gail Eichenthal, KNX 1070.
Naples soldiers have killed at least 17 Maoist rebels in a new clash following last week.
1060 should be Phoenix.
Also, the Jacksonville Jaguars at number 9 are
the
candidates.
Deuce.
So I think there are obviously a lot more suitors to trade down than there are to trade up. Oakland's looking to. They'd like to package. I don't think they want to give up both the first-round picks. I think they'd like to give up either the 21st or 23rd.
All right, let's go to 1040 and see if we can find Des Moines in the noise tonight. We're a long way from Des Moines.
Des Moines News Radio 1040 WHO.
Listen to that.
Hello, I'm Tom Martino, your troubleshooter. Welcome to the show, let's talk. Here's the lottery thing. Now listen. This is so logical, but I don't know why. Like $100,000
is a killer signal, considering that we're in northern Arizona. All right, let's see if Casper is king of the hill on 1030. Call it dominant. Casper's signal protecting Boston is due west and south and does a great job, obviously, in this part of the country. 1020, Roswell, New Mexico.
They all speak of the mind, that part of man that behaves foolishly.
And that one I verify by
seeks knowledge,
pointing the loop at Roswell, and the lights go all the way up.
That should be so obvious that it
That's
does not...
That's KCKN and Roswell.
But let us review the New Testament...
Okay, let's go to 1,000. Well, there's a local in Albuquerque. There's, of course, Como in Seattle, and I suspect that you could stay on this frequency, and Como would come sliding in here, wouldn't it? Let's see if... we can favor it at all by pointing the loop north. We're a long way from Seattle. That's a lot to hope for. And that's part one of our Clear Channel band scan from Jacob Lake, Arizona. Mark Dernberger here on the DX Audio Service. We'll be back next month to conclude our sweep of the 1A and 1B former Clear Channels. Till next month and part two of this band scan, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. Now let's turn to an article that appeared in Shop Talk magazine on February 3rd, 2003. It's titled, Dems Say That Talk Radio Is Left Out. The New York Post John Minnelli writes that the Democrats are on the prowl for their own version of Rush Limbaugh, and they wined and dined three dozen potential contenders this week before and after President Bush's State of the Union address in Washington. But as if to validate the widely held belief that liberals can't get ratings on talk radio, the invited politicians had far more firepower than the invited guests. And the organizer even had a problem remembering who some of the liberal talk show hosts were. Most of the current folks we hear on talk radio now were, themselves, unheard of not long ago, said Tom Athens, executive director of Democracy Radio, organizer of the event. We're dedicated to creating more diversity in talk radio so that it really is representative of America as a whole, Athens said. I think it's a media invention that we need a liberal Rush Limbaugh, although the view is that the right wing dominates the airwaves at present. Whereas the D.C. gathering featured high-powered Democratic speakers like Hillary Clinton, Ted Kennedy, Tom Daschle, and Nancy Pelosi, the only nationally recognized talk show name on hand was Detroit WJR 760 gabber Mitch Albom, and only because he wrote Tuesdays with Maury. We think there are a few people on the air in local markets and others who have never been heard of who could do very well, said Athens. We're looking for someone who can be entertaining, engaging, and informative at the same time, he said. The worst thing they could do for a talk show host is anoint them as the designated party hack, warned Talkers magazine publisher Michael Harrison. Before you get the medium, you better have the right message that resonates with the American people. Then radio will follow naturally. Harrison said he's troubled by the fact that, according to Athens, some of the invited talk show hosts were sponsored, all expenses paid. The relationship between broadcasters and political parties should be at arm's length, even at their coziest, he said. And before I flip over to side two of this tape, I thought I'd read an email that I sent to Mr. George Norrie of Coast to Coast AM, and it reads as follows. When listening to your shows that you've been doing about the Raelian cloning controversy, I'm reminded of the scientist who made a clone of himself. It came out almost perfect, except for one small problem. The clone constantly swore, using words that would even make a sailor blush. The scientist made arrangements, with some misgivings, to have a conference with the other scientist to show off his work. The clone, however, kept swearing a blue streak at everything and everyone. Now, finally, the day came when the scientist would have to show off what he'd accomplished to his peers. They arrived on the fifth-floor auditorium of the Holiday Inn with the scientist practically begging the clone to behave himself and not swear in front of his guests. As the scientist started to talk, the clone could not contain himself anymore and let loose with some of the most profane things ever heard to mankind. The scientist at this point went nuts, rushing the clone, bodily picking him up, then throwing him out the window five stories to his death. The police, of course, were called. However, they are unsure what to charge the scientist with, seeing that the victim was not a legal entity. The only thing they could come up with was making an obscene clone fall. See you on Side 2.